For 4 long weeks at the end of the Swedish-Russian War, the archipelago fleet and the naval fleet lay trapped in the Vyborg Bay. The Russians had blocked the mouth of the bay with their own navy and were trying to starve out the Swedes. The wind lay in the wrong direction, blowing in towards land. Disaster was at hand. But the wind turned during the night of July the 2nd. Gustav III, who was there with the navy, quickly ordered a breakout. He ordered Johan Puké, commander of ship of the line Dristigheten, to lead the bold mission. The Russian navy were taken completely by surprise. The breakout was successful at first. The fireship Pustilion sailed last in the convoy of ships. It was loaded with tar, and as a farewell gesture from the Swedish navy, the plan was to set the fireship alight when the last vessel has slipped out of the bay and let it drift towards the enemy ships. Perhaps affected by the heat of battle, fireship commander Petter Sandell on the Postillion fired the ship far too early. The last Swedish ships had not yet escaped the bay, and the fireship lost course and headed towards ship of the line Enigheten. Sailors threw themselves into the water, and the ship was set fire. The commander of the Enigheten screamed at the crew of the frigate Zemir, "Get out of the way, I'm going to blow up!" But the Zemir was also set afire. The three ships glided away like a fiery inferno, but did not reach the Russians. Barely a dozen people survived of the more than 1,000 on board the ships. As if that were not enough, fire and gunpowder smoke soon blanketed the entire channel. But the archipelago fleet, with its galleys, archipelago frigates and gun sloops, made it through nearly unscathed and would come to play a key role 1 week later at the Battle of Svensk Sund, which became Sweden's greatest naval victory ever.